Good afternoon, Tyler Friel with you on the extended news at noon on WISR 680 AM and 107.5 FM. It is our election week, and we are continuing on with our candidate interviews. She is the challenger to the current incumbent of the 11th District, State Representative Marcy Mostello. Jennifer Steele joins us inside the Next Tier Studios. Jennifer, thanks for stopping in.
Sure, thank you.
So we ask this of every candidate. Why are you running for office?
I do not like where our country is going. I think I am a good person to fix any issues. I would listen to my constituents, and I have a strong personality and a strong backbone, and I've been a fighter all my life.
For a lot of candidates, you know, sometimes there's always one big issue that they're very passionate about. Is there one in particular for you?
Election integrity is my main one. Without a true and fair election, there nothing else can be changed or matters.
So Act 77 is obviously one of the policy issues from this. This was passed with bipartisan support in 2019. Since that time, there have been the debate in Harrisburg is about how to change election laws. What major changes would you like to see happen for election policy in Pennsylvania?
No mail-in ballots, for sure. The computers, I'm part of Butler PA Patriots. I'm the vice president. We've been fighting for getting rid of the computers. There's a lot of fraud out there, and we've been finding proof all over the place. So no mail-in ballots. Absentee ballots are good, but no computers.
Do you think this would be something that could happen in Harrisburg? Because one of the challenges of any type of political process is that, you know, you're going to have a group of people who, you know, whether it's in your own party, another party, where you do have to formulate and come together on a solution like that. Do you think this is something that there is maybe not bipartisan support, but there is at least momentum where something like this could actually happen?
I do believe maybe not with the current administration, but I do believe that it could happen here in PA.
I want to talk a little bit, too, about education policy. There's some funding concerns all across Harrisburg as to how much money public schools should be getting. So what is your view on, you know, how much money public schools should get? They are asking for some. There's a potential issue with charter schools as well in there. Basically, the funding of how do you fund public schools? Do you add incentive to charter schools? What is your view on education policy?
Education policy, I do think that it should be open enrollment. I think you should have the choice to send your child wherever you would like. I do think the government should participate in that funding. I don't feel that the government should overreach and push schools to teach certain agendas as far as like the LGBT, the CRT. Education should be based on reading, writing, arithmetic, and science and history, and that is it.
So you feel that school boards are making significant policy? Would there be policies that you think should be put in place from a Harrisburg level and then dictated to school boards, or do you think the school boards should have that freedom themselves?
I think from Harrisburg, I think schools should be, in my opinion, threatened if they're going to teach CRT or LGBTQ policy or teach this, especially to kids at such a young age. I think they should be fined. I think they should be threatened. That's not education.
Want to talk about it at the higher level, the Pennsylvania State System for Higher Education, obviously Slippery Rock University, a part of that. They have funding issues. There's concerns about enrollment. There's concerns about how much money they have and are they continued to be viable? Obviously, the three here on this side of the state merged together. The Pashy Chancellor is asking for $550 million in additional funding to help make these schools sustainable. Is that something that you think is viable from a policy standpoint to get have more money for higher education?
Again, I don't understand why there is an issue there. If their enrollment's down, then they need to be looking at the overall reason why their enrollment's down. I don't feel that everybody should be pushed to go to college. There's trade schools that are just as beneficial, if not more so beneficial, because kids don't have that college debt coming out. But college is expensive for people, and to have a funding issue, then maybe there needs to be an overhaul of that education system that college is providing.
We're here with Jennifer Steele. She is the challenger to current state representative Marcy Mostello. One thing I ask candidates a lot about, and you know, the census numbers kind of bear this out, but Western Pennsylvania is not staying at the same level of population growth that you see maybe on the eastern side of the states. What major policy business initiatives do you think are out there that could see more people come to this area, stay here, and continue to grow this population?
I'm a big proponent of small business, small local business. We need to give incentives for people to bring businesses back here. We need to give incentives and maybe tax breaks for small local business owners so they can compete with big chain stores as far as their wages for their employees and their benefits for their employees. Walmart has funding. You know, they get funding from their stock and shareholders. Small business companies don't have that option. And then therefore these businesses are closing. And we have a lot, especially here on Main Street and Butler, of empty storefronts that should be utilized.
And you think tax policy is the best way to incentivize more businesses to get here?
I think they should be given tax breaks maybe for a few years to encourage businesses to open back up in Butler. Yes.
Speaking of taxes, obviously no one likes them. You know, that's no doubt about that. But Pennsylvania, especially on a transportation side, there continues to be debate about exactly how to fund the Department of Transportation. There is a proposal out to toll a couple of bridges. The gas tax is obviously an initiative, but those revenues are going down as, you know, mileage of cars increases, electric vehicles increase. So I wanted to get your thoughts on exactly what you believe is the best way to make sure the Department of Transportation continues to get funded.
Well, the Department of Transportation, our toll road, for example, is the most expensive toll road in the country. And where did that funding go? Where did that go? That would be my question, is looking into see where funding's are going that we're getting. And as far as extra tolls for bridges, I know there were a few proposed near the Pittsburgh area. I'm extremely against that. If you can't do with what you're given, then there needs to be you need to look at why are these things happening? Why don't we have the proper funding to keep the streets, you know, in a decent condition for cars and for trucks?
And one of the other funding issues at the budgeting process happening right now, a lot of folks on the Democratic side are looking to spend the additional $2 billion that was a part of the American Rescue Plan. Republicans are saying it's not necessary to put that into play. Do you have thoughts on exactly what you would be in favor of with that additional funding that is sitting right now for in the quote unquote rainy day fund?
I don't see why we couldn't hold on to it. If there's no dire need to use that money, then don't save it. Again, maybe small businesses could benefit from that. If it's going to be used for anything, small businesses.
We're here with Jennifer Steele. She's the challenger to State Representative Marcy Mostello in the Republican primary. One of the other bills that is currently in Harrisburg, well, not, I don't know if the bill is out there just yet, but there's been a number of hearings on it, is the legalization of recreational marijuana. I wanted to see if you had an opinion on exactly what you would be in favor of with a bill like that.
I guess I'm kind of on the fence with that. I do not think, though, that government needs to get involved. I don't think Big Pharma should be regulating that. Big Pharma's using it to make money. People are really leaning on the CBD and the legalization of marijuana. I do know that doctors have prescribed marijuana for years and years and years for people with migraines. But recreational use, I'm kind of on the fence.
So do you have an issue with the state profiting off of things like marijuana?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm definitely a Thomas Jefferson Republican. The government needs to stay out of people's businesses as much as possible.
So you would be in favor then, but privatization of liquor stores? Is that something that you
absolutely
think should be on the table?
Absolutely.
Okay. Again, we're here with Jennifer Steele. She is the Republican candidate for state representative in the 11th district. Always talking about the size of the legislature as well. Pennsylvania has some of the most state representatives in throughout the entire country. Mm-hmm. Advocates say it gives them a good voice to have somebody back at home listening to the constituents on an intimate basis. Critics of it say that's just way too many people in government. Would you be in favor of seeing a reduced size of the State House of Representatives?
Absolutely. That's part of my platform. Not only do we have a very large government, but the salaries are large also. We're the third highest state representative salary in the country. It goes, I think, California, New York, and then Pennsylvania.
Would you be would you be in favor of cutting out your own job if that was the case?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're here with, candidate on the Republican side for the 11th district. That is Jennifer Steele. Obviously, the powers of the administrative branch have been highly debated over the past couple years in regards to emergency orders and things of that nature. There's currently a bill, potentially a constitutional amendment, to allow the Secretary of State to be an elected position as opposed to appointed by a governor. Would you be in favor of that, or would you like to see the governor control his cabinet or her cabinet selections?
I feel that an elected Secretary of State would probably be a better option.
Okay. And then in regards to powers that an executive branch should have, obviously the State House pulled back on the executive branch powers by limiting emergency orders to 21 days. I did want to get your thoughts on if there were to be not necessarily a public health emergency, but rather an emergency disaster, tornado, whatever, snowstorm, whatever it may be. Are you in favor then of, I guess it's the law, so it doesn't really make sense anymore, but do you think that is a fair amount of time in case of an emergency, 21 days, where an executive officer should have the ability to make quick decisions and things of that nature before it goes to the House? Again, basically, what do you think the power should be of appointed cabinet positions in executive government?
Again, I think the government overreaches way too much, especially in our health. If it's a weather emergency, that's a different type of emergency. So I could see them having to put forth a little bit more of their say so to protect the communities. But when it comes to health, no, I think people need to be in charge of their own health.
Energy policy is also another highly debated concern right now, considering the price of gas. A lot of folks look to natural gas as an area of potential energy production. What are your thoughts on how the natural gas industry is currently regulated, and would there be any changes that you would like to see to it?
Well, we need to open up the XL pipeline. That's number one. We need to be energy independent. There's no reason why we should be relying on outside sources.
Is there any specific, you know, type of tax that you think is out there right now that if it would be loosened would help spur on natural gas production?
Absolutely. I mean, right now, even in Ohio, the gas over there is 50 cents cheaper than what it is in PA.
Which, again, is the gas tax, mm-hmm. and, you know, the fund. So there's just kind of been this ongoing debate about exactly how you balance tax revenue with internal revenue to help fund areas of the government. And that's, I know, at least been one of the issues about the gas tax is that as, you know, the revenue for that goes down, it's kind of impacting some travel. So I guess that was the concern that a lot of folks, Republicans and Democrats, say that the gas tax is no longer a viable solution. But you still need to find those additional revenues.
Right.
So is there any way you think of walking that fine line?
I think if you lessen taxes, then people are going to be out spending more. They're going to have more money to spend, and that's going to spur the economy even greater. So I think that is potentially more of a success than raising taxes.
Republican primary, or actually primary day, is May 17th. What's your final pitch to voters?
I'm not a puppet. I am not a politician. I am a patriot. I will listen to my constituents. I do not want mandates. I want our freedoms back.
Anywhere where people can find out more information about you and your candidacy?
I am on Facebook, and I do have an email and a website. So, yes.
She is Jennifer Steele. She is a candidate in the Republican primary for the State House of Representatives in the 11th District. Jennifer, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll continue on with our election coverage happening right here. It's the Extended News at Noon on WISR.